Hi, I'm Liz O'Dwyer. As part of Business Success Radio's focus on supporting regional and rural businesses on Country Business Hour, today I am chatting with Sandra Stoddart, who is Executive Officer for the National Rural Women's Coalition and Network. Welcome, Sandra.
Thanks, Liz.
It's great chatting to you. I've had a brief chat to you earlier, and I'm extremely excited to be involved with the National Rural Women's Coalition and Network. It's a fabulous concept. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, the network is actually a project of the National Rural Women's Coalition. In 2008, under the Rudd government, they had a Rural Women's Summit, and out of it came the need for a national network. There are these fabulous state networks at the moment. Well, not all states have them, but certainly Victoria, New South Wales, Western Australia and South Australia have just formed one, and Queensland certainly has one. But they were all operating independently, and they wanted to share and know what the other groups are doing, so they thought the concept of a national one was terrific. And we were charged by the Federal Office for Women to do that. So, you know, we established that in 2009. We had a fabulous launch of it in Griffith in New South Wales, where we ran social media workshops for women to show them how they can use the internet and things. And then it's just gone on from there.
Wow, it's such a fabulous concept, because the women all over Australia can be quite isolated geographically, I guess. So the use of this technology, and I know that you run a monthly webinar program called Cuppa With, that actually hooks the women all in together at the one time, and I had the privilege of sitting in on one a couple of weeks ago. It was just amazing. The camaraderie and friendship and the banter that was going on with the women was amazing. It was so heartwarming to see that. But you also have a speaker on there each month, which provides the women, I guess, with with stimulation in terms of what's going on Australia-wide.
That's true, but it also gives the women out there the opportunity to present and to do things. Whenever we can, if we ever get project money, we always try and give the jobs to women in rural areas, because there are incredible women out there with great skills. So that e-learning program was run by Karen Sutter, who is living in St George in the middle of Queensland. She is a fabulous person. She's a very, very friendly sort of person and very organised. We had put an ad out for women who wanted to do this e-learning program, had 60 applicants, and we could only do 20 at a time. And these young women farmers were the first group we had, from all over the country, and they started to meet once a month on these programs. And at the end of the program, they wanted to keep going, so we decided to expand it to all women to share and to chat. So it's worked really well.
Wow, that's fabulous. And are you hoping to run another e-learning program?
Well, I am. I'm trying to find some funding to run another one. The government gives you money sometimes to develop something amazing, and then, you know, at the end of that, there's nowhere to go with it. So, we will try. We've still got 40 women out there who want to do the program. And it was really interesting. At the beginning, we asked the women why they were doing it. And they said, oh, we want, you know, leadership skills, or we want to develop our business skills. And when you heard what these women were doing, they were amazing. They only really needed an opportunity to talk with other people and realise just how many skills they actually had themselves. That was a great outcome from it. But they've also bonded, and they all still support one another. It's terrific.
Yes, yeah, as I said, the conversation that was going on the last webinar was amazing, absolutely amazing, just sharing stories and support stories and, going into financial advice too, and just sharing the wisdom that they had between each other, which they may not have had the opportunity to do. So people in Queensland were speaking with people in, Outback WA. Yeah. It was really, really fabulous.
Yeah, I think people don't always realise how much knowledge they have, and to be able to share it is just fabulous. You know, 10 yes. people with a little bit of knowledge can give everybody a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other thing that I was talking to you about recently was the Family Violence Toolkit. And again, women located remotely won't have access to support centres, etc., close by. So I guess the Family Violence Toolkit, which is available as a download from the website, is a fabulous reference point.
Yeah, this is the first of a kind too. It's about primary prevention. It's really about respectful relationships, and it's also a kit that communities can use to start. I mean, our goal is to stop violence before it happens, of course, with this toolkit. And it's about, you know, teaching everyone nobody should be pushed, shoved, abused verbally or anything else. And the kids and young people understand that from an early age. I think you're going to solve a few problems down the track. So, but that toolkit's available for any community to download free from our website. So it's just www.nrwn.org.au/toolkit.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
And soon we'll have another one up, which is one to prepare, to help communities prepare for disasters, be it, you know, cyclone, bushfire, flood, famine, you know, long-term electrical outage or anything like that. That should be up on the website in a couple of weeks. And they're all free to download for anyone who wants them.
That's fabulous, because I know you live regionally, and as well as myself, and I know that there are several councils around here that hadn't had any focus on disaster recovery until the recent events over the last few years with flooding and several bushfires in our area, etc., etc. So it's really a handy toolkit to have, I can assure you, because when push comes to shove and you are making that split second decision whether you have to pack and leave because of impending bushfires, etc., that's really confronting stuff.
It's a bit late to start thinking of it just when the bushfire is coming, though. I mean, what this toolkit aims to do is to get people to think about that sort of thing. But, you know, there are other things that can be disasters that aren't so catastrophic. Well, they can be catastrophic, but things like if the power goes out for weeks at a time, the implications of that for a community, or you know, or drought, or any of those things. You know, it's just about getting people aware of or thinking about what should they have in their pantry and what should they have in the shed should anything go wrong, and who they would call in their community and who they could rally around, you know, for that sort of thing to happen. Because quite often people either don't want to think about it or haven't thought about it, or they've been traumatised by it, so don't want to think about it. You know, but you've really got to... Sorry about that. You've really got to prepare before those things come.
Exactly. It's a fabulous thing to make the sea change or the tree change, but it's... You know, and that's why, while that's a really positive step to do for, you know, for people that are looking to do that, sometimes the finer details are overlooked because, you know, there may be a sense of blasé, it won't happen to us, it won't happen to me mindset. So, you know, you can never be too careful about those sorts of things.
Absolutely.
They are very, very handy reference points indeed.
And also, you know, we're the National Rural Women's Group, so we are the we're a body. Our membership consists of CWA, Women in Ag, Women in the Seafood Industry, Women in Local Government, Federation of Australian Agricultural Women, and the National Rural Health Alliance, plus two Aboriginal women. So you know, we tend to target women more than women in their communities rather than men. So you know, women are really good at getting organised like this, and women are really good at supporting one another in these sorts of things. So, you know, that's our target group.
Yes, absolutely. And you've got one addition, well, you've got the inaugural conference, I believe, to actually bring all of these groups or all of these women together, which will be happening in February next year. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Sandra?
I am so excited about this. Yes, it's going to be about 600 women coming to Canberra in February. Next year is the 100th anniversary of the ACT, and February is the month that's dedicated to women. The reason we're having it in Canberra is because, for easy access, because it's the centenary and because it's an election year, we're going to get the politicians really involved in this and, hopefully give the women lots of opportunity to talk about what rural Australia needs to the federal politicians. I think it's a really opportune time for all this to happen. We've got some great people participating. Maggie Beer is going to be speaking at the dinner. We've got Geraldine Duke as our ambassador. We've got Liz Broderick, the Sex Discrimination Commissioner, speaking, and tons of other amazing women. When we put out a call for papers, we were looking for 25, and we had 75 applications. So we found ways to include as many of these people doing incredible things throughout rural Australia to come and share that knowledge and information with the participants. It's going to be an amazing thing.
It does sound very exciting. So how long is the conference going to run for, Sandra?
It's going to go for 2 days, two full days, and the conference dinner's at New Parliament House. And it's going to be actually in partnership with the Canberra Centenary Celebrations, which is being managed by Robin Archer. Do you remember Robin? She's a comedian. She hasn't been. Been doing her comedy sketches for a while, but she's coordinating the whole thing, and so we're doing the dinner in partnership with them. And we're going to include. It's going to sort of be an acknowledgement of women's contribution to all over. So there are six national women's alliances, and we're one of them. We're the alliance that deals with rural women, and there's another one that's for Aboriginal women, and one that's immigrant and refugee women, one for business women. The YWCA has one, and there's one that's focused purely on family violence, and they're all going to participate in the dinner and some parts of the conference too. So it's going to be a really exciting general look at women's issues, but largely focusing on rural women.
Wow, the energy in that room is going to be absolutely amazing for 2 days.
It certainly will. So
now
we're approaching.
Can log into?
Sorry?
Is there a website people can log into to find out more details about that, or is
yes.
that the?
Go onto either of our websites. The coalition website is nrwc.com.au. The network is nrwn.org.au. Both of those will give you links to register. And registrations for the conference open on Monday.
Monday, the 8th of October.
And we've kept the price down. It's only $395 all up. So that's pretty amazing for the dinners at Parliament House and the venues and the speakers and stuff like that. So, we've also been approaching local government councils. And this is a bit mean of me to say this, but we've suggested that councils should send some women from their local government area to the conference. So approach your local council and say, so how many of us are you sending to the conference? Because, if women can, come to the conference, they can come back to their community and share with lots of people what they learn. So, approach your council and say, we want scholarships for this conference.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. That's a fabulous tip,
Griffith Council, for example, are giving five, and they're sending five women down. And so we're going to look after them. We're going to look after those groups. We're going to have let them meet one another and have a couple of special receptions for them. So that'll be good.
It will be fabulous. And the connections that will be made in that room over 2 days will be amazing, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Sandra, for your time today.
Well, thank you. I could talk under.
I look forward to speaking to you again soon and to find out more information about the conference in February.
Great, thank you, Liz. And
thanks, Sandra.
Encourage people to join the network. It's free to join, and then you'll be getting lots of good information.
Wonderful. And the website address again?
www.nrwn.org.au.